Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. Stone Payton, Sanjay Touré with you this morning. My friend and colleague Lee Cantor, visibly not here. He is on walkabout in South Florida, but we can pull this off without him, can't we, Sanjay?
Can.
All right. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast with Taste of Atlanta and Food That Rocks, Miss Sky Estroff. Welcome back.
Thanks, Stone. So excited to be here, as always. I love coming on Business Radio X.
So what have you been up to since we saw you last?
You know, a lot of eating, a lot of drinking, a lot of fun around town. Yeah, just like pretty much a little bit of everything in Atlanta. Some really fun stuff.
Okay, so this time of year, it's the Food That Rocks that we focus on, right?
Yes. On Saturday, June 8th, which actually isn't that far away, which is crazy.
Be here before
like
you know it.
The first part of the year goes by so slow. Like January takes about 3 years. And then February speeds up a little bit. But then I didn't even realize April and May started. Like it's just been a blur. But yeah, so Taste of Atlanta's first event of the year is Food That Rocks in Sandy Springs on Saturday, June 8th, and it is going to be a great, fun, foodie time.
So where in Sandy Springs is it?
It's, you know that big complex right on Roswell Road, cross with... I think it's Galambos Way. I'm really bad with directions.
No, I think I know what you're talking about.
It's on, it's right in the middle of everything. It's called City Springs. It's the big center there. And so we're in the city, in City Springs.
Yes.
It's beautiful. This will be our second year there. Last year we debuted in this area and this year we're back for more. And last year it wasn't completely finished. They didn't have the stage all built out and they didn't have all the pretty accessories of landscaping and chairs. And now we've got it all. So it's going to be an awesome time.
So Sandy Springs has done such a marvelous job. And I know that Lee has complained about the traffic a little bit for the last year.
But I mean, it's a price you pay,
right?
Yeah.
But they've done such a marvelous job rebooting Sandy Springs. Marvelous.
For sure. Especially in the food scene where I'm concerned.
Right.
I think that there's just been so many great restaurants that have come to the Sandy Springs scene. But yeah, I mean, traffic, it's an issue. Anywhere, Sandy Springs, Midtown, Morningside, wherever, there's going to be a problem with a lot of cars on the road in Atlanta. I'm just kind of used to it at this point. It's just road rage half my day and it's fine.
But it's all been worth it. It looks beautiful. So what can we expect, or maybe more importantly, who can we expect at this event?
Well, this year we are coming back better than ever. Like, as you know, this is our fourth year of Food That Rocks. So we're always bringing the best Sandy Springs restaurants to the scene. But this year we'll have about 30 Sandy Springs restaurants.
Wow.
And out of those, we have several that are brand new to Sandy Springs, places that are just opening. And this will be their first taste to the Sandy Springs community and to the Atlanta community, whoever is attending our event. So I have them in alphabetical order, Stone. Don't you worry. This might be like a drum roll moment for the kind of restaurants we're having at Food That Rocks on Saturday, June 8th. But restaurants like Battle and Brew, Bishoku, which is amazing sushi, like the kind that melts in your mouth, that feels so authentic and tasty and delicious. Amazing. A new spot that just opened called Bogart's Food Arts.
I've not
Food
been there.
Food Arts with a Z on the end. So
I like
you know
it.
It's going to be a little bit funky. And it's kind of like a southern mashup of cuisines. I think it's going to be really cool. Another new place that's joining us this year is Casi Cielo. Have you heard of it? Okay, y'all, this is a new one that you've got to go to. It's directly across the street from the City Springs area, where it's like the government buildings and the theater company and where the City Green is, where we're having our event. Directly across, and it's the apartment buildings, but underneath there are two brand new restaurants that are like next level. Everybody's writing about them. Everybody's talking about them. Everybody's eating at them. And they're coming to Food That Rocks, so you can eat them there too. And one of them is Casi Cielo, which is Oaxacan cuisine. So Oaxaca is a city in Mexico.
Do you know this word?
Yeah. Oh, can you spell it? That's more important here. How do you think you spell this?
I don't
have start. What's the first letter? Okay, so you think W. No.
No, of course not.
Oh, a second choice. Second. H. Nope. An O. It's. Let me see if I can spell out loud and go with my fifth grade spelling bee skills. But it's O-A-X-A-C-A. Oaxaca. Oh,
I would have never gotten that.
Well, good tries. I'm going to give you like
type
bonus points.
Of cuisine.
It's a type of cuisine. It's a city in Mexico that has this. It's a very culinary driven city, and they are showcasing all of these flavors at Casa Cielo, and it is incredible. The portions are huge too, and they have the biggest selection of mezcal in all of Atlanta. So if you know mezcal, it's like a smokier tequila. It's really good. They know what they're doing with their bar program too. So definitely try that spot. And then the other spot that's in that building is called District M. And they call it a sushi restaurant, but like it's way more than just a sushi restaurant. They have all these omakase dishes, another fun spelling test for y'all. But it's all of these dishes that are like just art on a plate. Like, I went there last week to do a little photo shoot, and it was dishes that had, like, seashells and flower accessories, and they had this Wagyu beef tartare with something on the side that was, like, a tapioca fritter, pretty much. It was, like, fried tapioca with black squid ink. I mean, stuff that is, like, you wouldn't make this at home. You need to go out and try it because don't even attempt it. It's never going to turn out like that. But they also have great sushi rolls and things that are like a basic level of eating and understanding with sushi too. And at Food That Rocks, they'll be serving like the crispy rice with the tuna on top. If you've ever had that, that's one of my favorites. That's just like a special delicacy. So they'll be there too. And do y'all like barbecue?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Cool. There's a new place opening in Sandy Springs, but it won't be open until September in Sandy Springs, and we're going to bring it to
this is like
Rocks.
A little preview.
Great preview. It's called City Barbecue. There are locations in Decatur and I believe Johns Creek, but Sandy Springs is not opening for a few months, and when it gets there, it's going to blow it out of the water. This is some amazing barbecue. They smoke everything in-house every day, and when they run out, they run out. They're not going to serve you stuff that is half done. They don't half anything. You know what I'm saying? So that's really amazing too. What kind of food are you into right now, Stone?
Oh my gosh, it's a wonder I don't weigh 300 pounds, Sky. I like everything. I love barbecue, but more recently, in answer to your question, I guess Mexican. We just went to Phoenix a couple weeks ago,
okay,
to visit with a few of our studio partners, and we had really good. What I would characterize, not that I necessarily know, but I would characterize it as authentic Mexican. It was very different than the Mexican I'm accustomed to eating. Yeah. I loved every bit of it, but I did have the smoked tequila. Maybe that's what.
Yeah, that'll knock you on your feet, Stone. yeah, it might be time to try it again.
But I like seafood. I like steaks. I will say I've become more and more invested in on a weekend maybe some wings. I like the wings.
You like wings? Yeah. Okay. All right, I'm trying to curate what you're going to eat at our event.
Well, I'm interested to know what's the best way to work an event like this? You know, if you fill up at City Barbecue, you're not going to get to enjoy the rest, right?
Right. Well, okay. I have a few strategies for a good food event, and one of them is not to drink too much water. And I know that's not like the best if you're going to drink so much alcohol, but liquids will hinder your ability to eat a lot. I'm just going to put it out there. I've been judging a couple food events lately, and I try to limit my liquids so I can eat as much as I possibly can. It fills up room in your stomach. I'm just saying. So that's one thing I would work on. And then if it's not something that like is amazing, melt in your mouth, fabulous, your favorite dish you've ever eaten, don't eat the whole thing. Don't fill up on stuff that isn't your favorite. Like there's 30 restaurants. There's going to be plenty of dishes that you're obsessed with. So
I like that idea because even if something doesn't taste so good, it's because I'm already eating it.
Right.
I'm just going to keep eating.
Yeah, because chewing is fun. It's my favorite activity. I get it. And I'm somebody who suffers from this too. It's like, I'm already chewing it. I might as well finish the whole plate and clean my plate because I'm just used to doing that. But if there's something amazing that you eat two restaurants down, then you missed out because you spent your whole time chewing on something not great. But the same, but I'm not saying that anything won't be amazing at Food That Rocks. I'm just saying that there are certain restaurants that are more your style, and there are other restaurants that are more like, okay, this is good, but like it's not what I'm in the mood to eat tonight. So I would definitely just make sure that if you love it, go for it. Eat the whole plate. If you're not obsessed, eat a bite, eat two bites, eat half of it. Don't slosh it around with some water. Just chew it and just move on to the next one. Keep the liquids as limited as possible. And, you know, maybe like work out that day so that you're like, oh, really hungry.
Really hungry. Now, do you think there'll be something sweet there as well?
We'll have a few desserts. Some of the desserts we'll have are like nothing bun cakes, which are those cute little
buntinis. I don't think I've ever had one though.
Oh, they're addictive. People love them. And like I said, they're serving the little mini ones, and they're not just called like mini bundt cakes. They call them buntinis, which I think is just the cutest little name. And the flavors are so good. I'm sure they'll have a variety of flavors. Like their red velvet is amazing. They have a great vanilla chocolate. They even just launched like a funfetti one. And they might have a different name for it, like birthday cake, but it's funfetti. And I love funfetti. And anything with a lot of rainbow sprinkles is up my alley. So that place will be great. And also buttermilk pie sky shot. Okay, this is one of those titles that I get a little bit dyslexic on. Buttermilk sky pie shop. Because I get confused with my name. And I want to say it in a different order. But buttermilk sky pie shop. It's a tongue twister, but their pies are ridiculous. Like, I'm not really a pie person. Like, I'd rather eat cake. I'd rather eat ice cream, cookies, anything chocolate, anything. But pie, it's just like, it's not really drawn to me.
It's a hit or miss.
Yeah, it's a hit or miss. But this place, Buttermilk Sky Pie Shop. I messed it up again, but you know what I'm talking about. If you Google it backwards, it'll still come up. So you're fine. I'm not steering you the wrong way. But they have this pie that has some chocolate in it that I'm obsessed with. It's called the I-40 pie, and it has a mix of like coconut, pecans, chocolate chips, and a whole lot of goodness. It's baked up in the most delicious like pie you've ever had in your mouth. Like, I'm like drooling right now. It's so good. They'll have a variety of pies, but that one, don't miss out. Go over and eat a bite of that I-40 pie from Buttermilk Sky Pie Shop.
She's getting it.
I said it slowly, and that helped a lot with my tongue twisting.
Now the business side of this event, do organizations beyond the restaurant sponsor this in some way, or how does that piece work?
Yeah, they do.
So you have sponsors.
We do have sponsors there too, but luckily for us, we make sure that our sponsors are like in the best way going to highlight their business. Like, they are going to be interactive with our audience and do fun things and make it so it doesn't seem like a sponsor. It's just like a different organization for people that are coming to our event to learn a little bit more about Sandy Springs. So it's really fun to have them there. And like, we're also going to have awesome live music and a DJ, because we just got to keep the noise going.
Right.
The Biffs are going to be our band, and they're an 80s cover band, but they're really fun. They know how to bring the energy. They pop their collars and everything. They're hilarious. Great onstage presence. And then DJ Jimmy is our DJ for the night. And he like had a fan club going last year when he came to Food That Rocks. Like, people did not want him to stop, but we had a sound ordinance, so he had to.
Are you full up on sponsors and restaurants? And so if someone's interested, you're really talking about next year or the next event? This one's kind of locked and loaded?
Well, we pretty much are, but if you're really amazing and want to be on board as a restaurant or sponsor and you want to get in touch with us, for sure. We'll see if we can make it work for this year, but just, we have other events throughout the year too.
Right.
So just
never
start the conversation. We'll see what we can do. And if not, we'll fit you in where it works best for both of us.
All right. And then for the general public, what are the best coordinates? What's the best way to purchase tickets or find out more? What's the not only for this upcoming event, but also all the rest throughout the year?
Well, so Food That Rocks, and I think I mentioned this when I was describing City Springs, but we put it on. Taste of Atlanta is our company. We present the event with Visit Sandy Springs and City Springs, the whole area and government building that puts it on.
Right.
So that's pretty awesome. And all of us work together and sell tickets on foodthatrocks.org. Again, that is foodthatrocks.org. And on that website, too, besides seeing tickets, you can see our beneficiary partners and all the restaurants. And it's all – you can click on over and see what the restaurants are about, stalk their menus before you come to Food That Rocks. And it just gives you a lot of information and a little bit more about Visit Sandy Springs and City Springs and Taste of Atlanta as well. So that's a great place to start. And then we have two other big events throughout the year. One is Southern Wing Showdown, which did you come?
Yeah, I did mention the wing.
I think that Stone was a judge last year. I'm pretty sure that he had to eat 33 wings to judge. Yeah, you know, a piece of cake. And that's August 25th. It's a Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. And that's Springer Mountain Farms Southern Wing Showdown presented by Taste of Atlanta is the long name of that event. And it's a bunch of fun. We have 30 restaurants come in from all over the Southeast and serve their best wing and food and drinks and live music, all of that included. And then Taste of Atlanta, the big guy on campus, is October 18th, 19th, and 20th.
It's such a beautiful time of year. It's just perfect.
Yeah. Let's cross our fingers for amazing weather. Yes. last year we had a little bit of a drizzle, but this year it's going to be so sunny and beautiful.
Of course it is.
Yeah. And we'll be in Fourth Ward Park right across from Pont City Market. We'll have over 100 restaurants involved, and that is really where you get a taste of Atlanta, a taste of what all of these restaurants are serving and doing and what's cool and new. And it's just so much fun being outside and enjoying everything.
What a delight. What a shot in the arm. I love it when you come by and visit with us. One last time before we wrap, best website to go to for this this immediate event.
Yes, foodthatrocks.org. foodthatrocks.org. And you'll see all the information, restaurants, charity partners, sponsors, all of the above.
Sky Estroff with Taste of Atlanta and Food That Rocks. Thank you so much for coming by and visiting with us.
Thank you so much, Stone. Always a blast being here.
All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Sanjay Touré. Our guest today, Sky Estroff, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next time on Atlanta Business Radio.